Lalu Lakshan Kukista is the second full-length release from the reclusive Pavaharyu, Alu's collective of ascetic born-again Christians. Formed by brothers Laurie and Ollie Ainala, the group is filled out by a variety of different contributors, and the resulting music created is truly unlike just about anything else out there. With only 12 songs running just over 35 minutes, it's one of those releases that's somewhat all over the map, sounding something like a collage of globe-spanning, half-remembered songs filtered out of a deep, dark forest somewhere. That's not to say that the release is downcast, but it's certainly mysterious and even spiritual-sounding in places. A perfect example is Keva Chumpu, as vocals from Lina Uotila give off an almost Middle Eastern flair as electronic beats, synths, chimes, and hazy washes alternately drift through the air and pound forward. Tuokso Tatu Melian is even better, as everything from haunting female vocals to violin swirls, electronics, and a musty parlor-style piano melody drift through a haze of field recordings and soft feedback. Easily mingling together both organic and electronic sounds, the group at times calls to mind work by Boards of Canada or Bibio, with their sort of sepia-tone program beats and drifting instrumentation. Ursulin Uni finds broken-sounding drum machine thumps working through another soft wash of white noise, piano fragmentations, and wordless vocals in just such a way, and the group manages to make it all sound very of the earth, with their crackled and damaged aesthetic. All these styles weren't enough, Tayotu Tansli finds them weaving through a sort of space folk sing-along that's downright playful. The album only misses the mark in a couple of places, and it's usually for a very short amount of time. On Uskalan, they fall back on the well-worn, and annoying, to me anyway, tradition of using baby-babbling field recordings, it didn't work for music tapes either, to fill in the gaps of what is otherwise a fun, fuzzed-out track. While all of the short interstitial tracks add nothing to the release at all, especially when most songs have their own short openings and codas anyway. That said, my quibbles with this release are fairly minor, and if you're a fan of anything from outsider music to freak folk to the Sublime Frequencies label, Pavaharju have put together an entrancing second release.